This is Jeff Roundtown, and if you were here last week, you would have heard just a snippet of my conversation with Steve Roberts. Steve is a graduate of UNO, an extraordinary painter whose work you can find in galleries in New York and also in the Dome, the state capitol in Lincoln. And not all that long ago, I was moderating a conversation with Steve at Kaneko. Steve had so much to say that I thought, well, I'll give you just a little bit more. Do you have a rough average of time spent on any particular painting, or is it all different? Are we talking months?
Months, sometimes years. I'm doing a big commission right now for UNMC. That's a big 10-foot-by-6-8 painting. And as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to go back to this painting thing that I'm going to do, which is going to be called, I think, Myth, Religion, and History. And it's going to be a big show of big pieces, probably 15 large pieces. It's going to be the biggest thing I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
So okay. The most ambitious. I've already got a number of them already in some myth ones that I'm already working on.
Okay.
And one of them that I'm working on, I started in 88. But I kept trying to get into a good gallery, and we went, and I didn't get in. And we went, and I tried something else, and I didn't get in. Tried something else, didn't get in. And this one thing, I was going to do these myth paintings, and it's a 6-foot by 7-foot painting of these three. It's a Three Graces painting. And I got stuck, and I worked on it for a year, that and on another painting. I just couldn't resolve it. I could not get it done. And I abandoned it. And so then I did the murals, which I had to do all these narrative paintings, and I kind of learned better on how to do a narrative painting. Mm-hmm. And then I came back to that painting in the early 2000s to back to this painting from 88, got about 90% done. I've got about 10% left to do on it, which is not in here.
A moment ago you said that's your left hand, and I was thinking, you know, just the human body, we lose molecules over time. And over time, you're not even the same molecule. So
right.
There are molecules, I assume, atoms or whatever. I don't understand the chemistry of all of it.
Yeah.
But all of that is probably somewhere in that painting from 1988, an older version of you, not just emotionally, mentally, but physically is...
There might be some DNA in there or not. I mean, some
I don't know.
Some right, let's... skin dust, yes.
Skin dust. Now, with what's happening with AI and its impact potentially on art, again, going back to this idea, you are painting, maybe not this, but human form. Well, I guess your little mini human form in there.
That's right.
The human form.
Mini me.
And your humanity. And it just seems that is vital more now than ever. And also, you know, your point about your paintings aren't the camera. There is part of you.
I'm using the camera, but it is me.
It is you. And they're not going to match up exactly with
they'll
the
never
photo.
Match up.
And that, to me, you're painting humans, but it's clearly a human who has painted
that. Right.
And
I want
so
the human element.
More now than ever in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Are we in the 21st century? Yeah. Like, because of AI, do you have any thoughts on
I do. I do. And I'm not quite sure what I think of it yet.
Because the internet.
I have a little bit of a problem with, like, in music. Something writes it, and something performs it, and there it is, and it's like, well.
But they had a script, it was scraped from somewhere.
It's scraped
like
from somewhere.
Like, my cartoons have been scraped and used.
I'm sure.
And your work
maybe
potentially has.
Maybe.
And it might, some. Yeah. Yeah. Pixel of it might be showing up in
a
meme.
Right. I have an issue with it because it's not. I guess I'm really old-fashioned. I want it to be all that person, although synthesized through other things. Like, my art doesn't come from just me. If it was just me, we'd all do stick figures because we'd all be starting from ground one over and over and over and over and over.
Mm.
And so this is me being influenced by 1,000 great still life painters and figure painters, and I've studied them over and over and over and over. I still study them, because not just because I want to learn from them. I love looking at it.
And that's just a snippet of my conversation with Steve Roberts from an event held earlier this year at Kaneko. If you'd like to hear part one of that conversation, You can always listen to it at kvno.org. This is Jeff Katurba for Jeff Roundtown.